When daf nun gimel amad alef. Tana rabbanon oichlin ba'anovim ad sheyichlu d'loyoish shel oichl. Let us see Rashi. We're speaking about now the zmanei habir. When is the zman habir that you're not allowed to continue eating the peiros haknusim? So it says, you're allowed to eat anovim ad sheyichlu d'loyoish shel oichl. Dr. Rashi, Oichel Mokim Kromim, that was a place that they were Kromim, Beis the Gorsi Shel Ovel, Evel Kromim, Loyois is Trailish. Trailish are, they were large poles that the vines of the vineyard rested on them. So when all the Anovim were eaten up from these vines that were resting on these tall poles, so that was kolul l'chayim min asodeh. Im yesh mucharis mehem, if there are others which are still in existence after these were eaten up, as oichlin aleihem. Oichlin b'zeisim ad sheyichle achrein shebetkoya. What was tekoya? Rashi says, mekoyim zeisim, that was a place where zeisim grew, kedisnam b'menochis, Tekoya Alpha Leshemen. Tekoya was the first place. Alpha, the Chochmah Shleimah says, is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. Alpha Beta is so this is Russian first. So this was the first mokim that they brought shemen from Menoches. Tekoya Alpha Leshemen. So there was an abundance of shemen there. Mitoich shashemen motzi shom, urigilin boy, is mitzuyin chachomim bohem. So there were chachomim in Tekoya also. Kedirsi vayishlach yoyev Tekoya. So the vayikach mishom isha chachoma. That's what it says in the pasuk. So it wasn't a coincidence that there was an isha chachom in Tekoya. No, it seems that the shemen is machkim. So memele, that's why he found an isha chachom in Tekoya. The other man, the Yomar, says, "B'zeis matshiyichla achren shebetkoya." Rabbi Lezer says, "Matshiyichla achren shal gush cholov." Gush cholov. Rashi says, "Nami ikazeisim tuve, b'hu bechelkei shal osher d'chsiv bei betayvul b'Hashem en ragloi b'menoches." Kedei sheyei oni yoitzei ve'enei moitzei loy benoifoi ve'loy be'ikroi roiva oichlem. Roiva. And the shear, when is it called kolo lechaye? That if an oni will go and he can't find sayan the branches, sayan the ikir, I don't know exactly what it means on the ikir. Okay, olives don't grow on the trunk of the tree. We had before by a dekel, we had shitzim are grow from the ikir. Maybe there's something similar to that in an olive tree also, and could be some olives fell on the shitzim, basically. But al kaponim, if he can't find, not on the branches anymore, and not on the ikir, roiva, a roiva kav, is then that's called already kol olachayim min asodem. Kedeshioni yoitzei, till then is mutter lechem in a knusim, at sheyichlu besode kol kach, sheyoni yoitze levakesh ve'enei moitze. Groigreis, till when, eichlem begroigreis, one is permitted to eat dried figs, at sheyichlu pagi beis hini. Till the figs of beis hini will be eaten up already, that's the kolo for figs. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, loy huskeru pagi beis hini elo leinyan maisa. Desnan pagi beis hini vahini de tuvine chayovim bemaisa. Zogt Rashi, groigres teinim yeveshim, dried figs, pagi beis hini, teinim shel oisoi mokim, it was a mokim hini, and that's what the Tanakama holds, and Rabbi Yehuda says lehuskiru bebeis hamedrash lechoshev peiri elo lemaiser ahini tmorim de tuvine mokim v'oisan pagin v'oisan tmorim lo'olam ktanim. It's very unclear what the machlokes is. It would seem from Rashi that Rabbi Yehuda is tining that we only learned, it seems these pagi beis hini were very small figs. They were loilom ktanim. So Rabbi Yehuda says that legabi kol lechayim min asode, you don't look at small figs. You look at something better for the chayis. There's only left over small figs, that's already kola. You don't, even though there's an abundance of these figs, the chayis don't appreciate these small figs. They only have a teures peri, legabi maisa. There's a shame peri legabi maisa. But lekola lechayim min asode, we look for a more superior brand of figs. And this is not sufficient. That seems that's the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Euchlin betmorim, atche yichle ha'achren shebetzoya. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel oima, Euchlin al shalbein ha'kipin, vein Euchlin al shalbein ha'shitze. So till now we had shiurim in Mekoymes. Till where you looked at these Mekoymes, if these Mekoymes there were still Peiris, so that everyone was allowed to eat. These Mekoymes, it was Kolo, so then that means it's a Zman Habir. Frag the Gemara, Veramini, unless you are Kasha. We learned, Oichlim, Banovim, Ad HaPesach. Now here, in this Barais, it doesn't say Mekoymes, it says Manim. Anovim you eat till Pesach, Bezeisim, Adateret, Shvuas, Begroigris, Adachaneke, Betmorim, Adapurim. Vama Rabbivi, Rabbi Yochanan, Tarti Basraise, Machlef. That Rabbi Yochanan said it's verkehrt, is Betmorim, Adachaneke, Begroigris, Adapurim. But Al Kaponim, that's not a geyot. We have a kasha. These are different shiurim. Before we learn to shiurim is, you find that the shiur in places in Mekoymes. And here it says that the shiurim is Tolian's man. And for the Gemara, idi ve'idi chad shiure. It's no kasha. Here, one Barais is telling you, in the mokim, this is the last mokim, which this, since there's an abundance of these peiris there, so this is the last mokim where they are still in existence. And the other Barais that tells you the shiurim's man, but it's all one shiur. The boy is aimo hoktoni behedyem yesh muchores mehen oichlin aleim. So from the Meiri it would seem that the one braise told us zmanim. The other braise was meisiv mekaymes. That means if you can look, this is normal, but if you have the chance to check up on these mekaymes, could be you can still eat if there is still peiris in these mekaymes. Zogt Rashi, v'omar Rabbivi gasinim v'loy tirutzi. This is just to clarify what the correct zman of tomorrow and tainim is. Tati basrais emachlev, begroiges adapurim, betomorrow matchaneke. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Tanya Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer. Simen lahorim milin. If you want to know where there are different mekaymes. There's horim, there's amokim, there's shvele, there's necholim. You want to know when does it have a shame ha, when does it have a shame emek, a nachol. So there are simonim. So from Rashi seems to, that's how the Menachem Eishemesh Nefesh seems to learn in Rashi. Simen lo horim milin, that means like this. If you want to find a milim is a type of a peri that was used for ink. Was a peri of a certain tree. Simen lahorim milim. If you want to know if this is considered a har, if it's not considered a har, so you look at the milim trees. If you find the milim trees are superior there, that's a raya, that's a har. Because the milin trees in a har are that's where they grow the best. Other trees do not grow, they're not the best in a har. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, simin lahorim milin afatsin, glish. This was used in ink. אבל שאר אילונס שבהורים אין יופן. Other אילונס are not better, they're not superior. That means the milim, that means if you find a good milim tree, that's a raya, this is a hor, because the good ones grow in horim. אבל שאר אילונס שבהורים, other אילונס שבהורים אין יופן, they're not better. ונאפקה מיני, דלי מייסינים ביקורים מיניו כדלקמון. So Mamela will learn later that Bikurim are brought not only Mishvach Eretz Yisrael, that the mean has to be Mishvach Eretz Yisrael, but it has to grow in the most Mishubachdika place for that mean. So Mamela, so when one is looking for the Kolim to bring Bikurim, one will not bring from the Kolim Shebehorim. Simin Lahorim Milim. Simin la'amokim dekolim. Perkert, dekolim thrive in an emek. Dekolim, zekrashi tmorim. Simin l'necholim kanim. Simin l'shveilo shikimo. Very interesting, but some sefer wants to say psaremes. Horim goes on Bali Gaiva and Rishoyim, they speak a lot. Simin la mokim, is a person who's an onov. So he's a tadik, epsazay, the kolim tadik atoma yifroch. Simin la necholim kanim. Gemara says, hukshoy holim la necholim. So it goes on the boti midroshim. So the Gemara says, "Araya kanim b'chaloyim." That's a simon that will be zeichet a chochme. Mestamet mar be yeshiva, mar be chochme. Simon l'shveila shikema. We had before shuffle v'niska. Shuffle means he's lazy. He's not a zoriz. He's a shuffle. So the simon of a otzel is shikema. Shikema is an ilon that's not nice in Paris. If one is an otzel, he won't get. He will not be bear peiris. Vafal pishen raile dover, zechele dover, shenema vayitin amelech hasakesta birushlaim kabonim vesarozim nosan keshikmim asher bashveilo l'roib. So you see al kaponim that normally the shikmim are found in a shveilo. It's not muchach that it's only a shveilo of the shikmim there, but it seems they're there. Simen lahorim milin, Simin lamokim dekolim nafkemina lebikurim. Tesnanim evim bikurim elo mishivas haminim. Veloi midekolim shebahorim, veloi mipeire shebamokim. You do not bring bikurim from the tvue that's in the emek, because the tvue in the emek is inferior tvue. Since it's too humid and wet there, so the tvue rot. Simin lenacholim konim nafkemina lenachal eson. So there's a simon that there's kanim that grow there. Then you know it is a shame nachal. Simon l'shvei l'shikma, nafkemina l'mekach hamemka. That if you told him he's selling him a shvei, there has to be shikma there. So gma hashta doses l'ochi kulunami l'mekach hamemka. So they don't just say the other nafkeminas. Everything is negeh mekach hamemka. Zot Rashi. Shikma ain't a isa peri. Shifla shvela eretz meisha. It's a flat ground. Lakama maforish my nafkamina. Ke shikmim asher b'shvela. Shmamino derech shvela le shikmim. Mi olav raya gemuri leidadim ein bo shikmim leitei kruye shvela. But you see al kaponim that they're shikmim in a shvela. Bikurim tziv asher tovi me arzecho v'darshinu b'menochis nema kan arzecho v'nema loholon eretz chito usoira. Ma loholon shvach eretz v'bishvoch hakos v'medaba, that's a shvach of eretz Yisrael, af kan mi arzecho shvach eretz. V'pini mi node mevin al meshiv esaminim amurim shom v'ein mevin elo mi mokain mishubach. Tomorrow, Mishi Besaminim, Haim Dachsivu Dvash, Tahainu Dvash Tomorrow. Voloi, mit Kolom Shebahorim, Deine Meshebochim, Elot Kolom Shalamokim. Voloi, mi Peres, Tvuis Dogon Shebahamokim, Shamayim Lonim Shon, it's very wet there, Tvu Oslan, Kamusha, Omerkeves. Lenachal Eisen, Leglarufet, Sarche, Kanem Gdelem Boy, Viloi, Loi Mikri Nachal. Mekir ha-memke, shveil ha-nimoich lo-tzor, shiye bo shikmen. Zog te mishne weiter. Mokaim shenagu limker behema daka lenoche. The place where the minig was that they sold the behema daka to a goy, moichen. Mokaim shenagu limker ein moichen. There's no minig to sell a behema daka. There's a minig not to sell. It's ein moichen. Ubechol mokaim ein moichen lehem behema gasa. A behema gasa, you see that this is totally, a behema daka is totally in a minig. But it is an iser to sell a goy behema gasa, and not only if it is a grown up behema, no a golem usiochim, even though you have a young calf or a young donkey, but since this is a mean of a behema gasa, so you're also not allowed to sell, and you're also not allowed to sell shleimin ushvurim, side they are gans, inside they have broken feet, you're also not allowed to sell them. Now let us see Rashi for 1 minute, understand what the Isser is. The Rashi, Mokeim shenogu shaloi limker, dehichmiru al atzma. The pshat in these mekaimis were that they were machme dilme osi limker gasa. You might come and sell a behemah gasa, so therefore they were machme that we won't sell any behemah to a goy, even a dak. Now, why can you sell a goy behema gasa? The gozel bei rabbonon chazal va goyza mishum shayla or mishum tschiris or mishum nesyuni b'meseches avodah zarah. Chazal were afraid, really, if you sell a goy behema gasa, there's nothing wrong in doing it. But chazal were afraid if you're going to sell a behema gasa, you might rent or lend out a behema gasa. And what's wrong with that? So if he only rented or lent his behemoth to the goy, so it's still considered his behemoth. So he's mechuyev to see that l'man yanuach. So he's mechuyev to see that his behemoth should be shavis on Shabbos. And he's achroy on what's happening with his behemoth. By renting or lending it to a goy, He's being oiva on the mitzvah sasei of shvise. In the Suni, the Gemara says that is maybe something worse will happen. The Suni, maybe he'll give his behemah to the goy to try it out, to be menasit, and he will put a masui on the behemah, and he'll hear the koil of his balabos, he might start going with it. That already is a lav of mechama. So Shaila and Tchiris Nishuni is also Minadin, Minatayra. And so the Chazal Wagoizer Mechire Otu Shaila Tchiris Nishuni. And now by Behema Dake, that's totally a minigamokim if the Wagoizer Dake Otu Gas. Agolim Osiochim. Now the Mishnah says that but you're not allowed to sell young calves and young donkeys also. Ktanim. Va'av al gav de lav b'nei melochanina. So here really we don't have the gzeire. But michlef will be mechiras gdoilim. But people won't differentiate and they'll say just like you're allowed to sell ktanim, you're allowed to sell gdoilim. So mamela that is also medin. Ushburim michlef will be mechiras shleimim. Now, shvurim also don't work. They have broken feet. They're not mesugal to work. But al kaponim, they were geyser shvurim oto shleimim. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Rabbi Yehuda mater b'shvure b'mseira mater b'sus. Zogt Rashi, b'shvure b'loy mashilo b'shochtulo Hilkach loichose la Yisrael gabi nochi v'loichose lemishre mechira achrit. It would seem from Rashi as follows. That means that the person who's selling a shvure, he knows it's a shvure. So by him, pas pachlaunish kan gzeire. He knows this is not being sold for work. A shvure is unable to work. The whole gzeire was that someone might see Yankel's behime by the goy. So they'll see that Yankel sold his behime with a goy. And they won't recognize that the behemah is a shvure. So they'll be machlif. They'll say that, no, if Yankel was allowed to sell his behemah to goy, I'll sell my behemah. They won't differentiate that Yankel's behemah was a shvure. That's Rav Yehuda is matter b'shvure because he says it's not shchiach that you'll see Yankel's behemah by a goy, the loy mashilo, because the goy will not leave it in the stall or the stables, v'shochtolo, he's going to kill it right away. Because it was hotel from a shvure. He has no intentions of working with it. Hilkach leichosu la Yisrael gabinochi. So he will never see by the guy that there's a Yiddish behemah over there. Leichosu la mishre mechira achritis. It won't be matter. Bemseire matter besus. Lefisha melachte lechive. A sus is aimed to raya. Vinishuni di day lekele migzabem, the ain bo elem ishum shvus, ten reichel gabi behemme gabi shvus, na lobe meseches beye. Es bem seira holds that there's no isser di eraisa of riding on a sus, because chay no isse yes atzmoy. So it's not considered a maloche min a teres. All thing is a drabonon. So me mail of the all thing is drabonon, the one geyser mechires susim otu shayle, if I feel it will be marshal it, the whole thing will only be at the Rabbon, and I feel it will be a Mechama. Mokim shenogu lechel tzli b'leile psochim oichlen. Mokim shenogu shaloi lechel ein oichlen. The miniga achilas tzli is totally in miniga mekoime. Shaloi lechel, the merzi ka oichel pesach bachut. If you have roasted meat, so it looks like it's a kolben pesach, and oichel pesach bachut. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav also loy la adam she yomer basar ze le pesachu ibnei she nire ke magdish behemtoy ba eichel kotchem bachutz basar ze ba filu shchute kva, even though it's geschachten already, so he's not allowed to say that this is le pesach, that this basar is le pesach. It looks like that means Bemison the Zakasha. Why is he mentioning Pesach? It seems Bisman Chazal people were daikonim bilashonim. Sam Sofer explains that meat is not miyuchet to Pesach. Meat is miyuchet to Yontif. So he should have said Basar ze liyontif. If it's for yontif, what's the chiluk if the yontif is shvuas pesach or sukkis? But it's for yontif. He says pesach, so pesach rings a bell. So pesach means to be saying that it's for a korban pesach. That's what it seems to be saying. Also the steigdach nish. So he wants to be magdishit le pesach. Now how you magdish a piece of meat le pesach? L'dmei Pesach, Rashi says later. That means that l'dmei Pesach, that he'll sell this, it's hukdish l'domov, is a kdushis domim, that he'll sell this meat, and the money that he'll get from this meat is mukdish to buy a korban Pesach with. Therefore, not allowed to say this. That is by Amar Rav Pape, Davke Boso, Avolchiti Loi. But chitim, one is permitted to say le Pesach, the minta le pisre koma. There, Pesach has a pshat. He wants to say that these chitim should be for Pesach. That means you should watch these chitim. They shouldn't get chometzdik. So there, the word Pesach is verkehrt. You can't say yontif. You hold the chitim for yontif, so that does not mean that you have to watch and it shouldn't become chometzik. You can hold them for shvuas. Who knows what yontif you're holding it for? So for kept there, he has to specify Pesach to tell you the mintale avachitale domi midi lekotchim. Number one, v'chikom achitim elo le Pesach, the mintale Pesach koma. It means you should watch it for Pesach. Atzniu le Pesach lo ichlum lemrinim merzi kiman da oma le moichron le liknois Pesach bidmehem. So here there's no reyes whatsoever. So this is muta le chatchila. Fregt die Gemara u basa loy aber basa weiß doch heißt Basar is not. Basar is this. You're not allowed to say. It's also. Meisvei omar abyaisi. Toidis ish roimi. Hinnig es b'nei roimi lechel gdiyim b'kolosim b'leile psochem. This Taibis was a choshev yid in Rome, and hinnig es b'nei roimi, he made a minig, b'davke, that they should eat gdiyim b'kolosim b'leile psochem. What gdiyim b'kolosim? Let's see Rashi. Oma Rav Yosi, Taibis ish roimi, Yisrael choshev shahoye b'roimi, Mikolosim, Tluyim Roishoi al Krov al Kilboi Ketzlias haPesach. They were roasted, that means he put up signs, Hinnig, he made that should be the minig, that the Pesach, the meat for Pesach should be roasted as the Kolben Pesach was roasted. Sanya Beketza Tzoylin, Rabbi Kiva Kareyu Mikulas. He called it Mikulas, Lafisha Tzoylin Krov Chutzaloi Betzidoi. The feet of the Kolben were next to it. Kenoisei kli zeinoi betzidoi. Koivan nechoshes begolyes tagumai kulso de nechoshe. So, Mekulis is a pesaloshen of armed. Mezuyin. So, he said that fakert, Pesach, you have to, the meat you're going to eat, bedavke, it should be roasted the way the Kolben Pesach was roasted. And the Sam Sefer says the reason for this was he wanted, you should remember that, Samol Givet, we don't have it now. But Al Kaponim, he wanted, you should remember what Klai Yisrael once said. So he said that they should roast the Kolben Pesach to remember that, what once existed by Klai Yisrael. Now the Chazal were not too happy with this minig of his. Sholchuloi, they sent him a letter. Ilmole toidis ato, cause rani olecho nidui. They really should be menade him for such an action. He meant l'shem shemayim, but it's sha'ato machalas Yisrael kotshim b'chutz. Your machal to yidin kotshim b'chutz. Like the Gemara, kotshim sal kedaidach, ela eime korev lahachas Yisrael kotshim b'chutz. Korev lahachil, doime lekotchim. It's similar. So Mamele Chazal said that even though you meant l'shem shemayim, but fakerta kilkul is more than the schar, because it looks like him the eating korban is pesach and chutzlorit. So Mamele, theoretically, we should be menadiyu. Molly told this out. We'll see later. He was an adam choshev, so they didn't want to be menadiyu. Now, so what is the kasha? So the kasha is mekulis ein, she'ein mekulis loy. The Gemara held in the Havamin of the Chasam Sofer says that even though could be they didn't say anything b'shas ma'aseh, but actions speak louder than words, and the oifen hatzli to make a gdim mekulis. That's equivalent like saying this is for Pesach, or this is as a zechel, or this is, we should remember the Pesach, the Hinnig, they were doing it. They were doing it to remember the Kolben Pesach, so this isn't better than saying Le Pesach. If you have a boiled piece of meat and you say Le Pesach. So the Gemara held, if the Hinnig together with the Mekulis is also, so you have here a like a amire, an understood amire, and you have here a tzir also, it's mekulis. Then Chazal had a taine. Mekulis ain, she ain mekulis loy. So it's a kasha and Rav. Rav said afilo amire alone also helps. And for the Gemara, Omri Mekulis, Mo says, no, it's not that way. Mekulis, Loishna Oma, Loishna Loyama. Fakert, it's not that the Hinnig is not equivalent to Oma. Oma is a prat worse. Mekulis, Chazal Eretayne, actually didn't say anything, even though they're doing it to Zeichel Pesach, but he didn't say anything Le Pesach. So therefore, it's only Yosef, it's Mekulis. If they're not saying anything, so then it's only Yosef, it's Mekulis. She'eini mekulis, but if it's not mekulis, then Rav said, pirish in, le pirish loy. Zogt Rashi, שייני מקולס לאי וקשה לרב, דאום הבוס הגרי ומחלף בפסח אפילו, it's not מקולס. בשני מקולס אף אגב, לאי אום הבוס הזה לפסח, לאי מזכיר עולה ועשה השם, is also עושה. That's אבו שייני מקולס, אום ההרי בוס הזה לפסח עושה, בשום דנירי כקוירי שם, then it's nearer like he's קוירי שם to this קורבן פסח. זוג דגמור הווית, רב אחה מסני לו לאו מסניסן כרב שמנו, כרב שמנו. That we had a member that Omar Rab Yossi was the one that said over this maisa. Toidus ishchoy mehiniges bnei roi melech ubdiim mekolos. Rab Ache said, Rab Shimon said over the maisa. Rab Shimon was the one that said over the maisa. Frag die Gemorre, maskev lo Rav Sheishes, bishloime le mandet toni lo ke Rav Yossi, according to the bereise that Rav Yossi said over, niche, so it's good. Rav Yossi said over this meise of Toidis, and he also said over the meise that Chazal had a tainete, so that's very good. Rav Yossi could do that. Hello, le mandet masni ke Rav Shimon, but if Rav Shimon said over the meise, mi niche, was nan Rab Shimon poiter shlo yisnadev kederech hamisnadev. Let us see Rashi. Ke Rab Shimon, Omar Rab Shimon toides yishroimi. Rab Shimon poiter, what is this Rab Shimon? Ba'oimer, Rab Shimon is speaking about such a case. He said, harei olai mincha min hasa'ir. That means he made a neder, he's going to bring a minchas nedove min hasa'ir. This nan b'menoch, it's now something's very modern over here. You cannot bring a mincha min ha-soir. So you can look at this nether in two ways. You can look at, no, this person was a little ignorant. He didn't know that you don't bring min ha-soir. He wanted to bring a mincha. Min ha-soir, he thought soir is also good. You'll tell him soir is no good? Oh, so be chitim, I mean, The Seirem wasn't Leikuvah. The Seirem was. He thought that Seirem is good. So he wanted to bring me a Seirem. If you look at it that way, if Itake said that, if that's what he really meant, so then he's Chayiv B'mincha. The Mina Seirem is not part of the Neder. It's an explanation. It's a Hisof, which he added on because of his ignorance, but it should not be Mishana the Neder. That's one way you can look at it. You can look at it another way. You can look, the neder is mincha min hasayirim. That is the neder. Not the neder is mincha min hasayirim is ha-isofer. The neder is mincha min hasayirim. And there's no such mincha, so guten tag, I didn't say anything. I meant, you can mean from today to tomorrow. But you said mincha min hasayirim, and there's no such mincha, so guten tag. So memela, there's no neder whatsoever. So this is a machloikes tanoi. Rabbi Shimon Poiter, ba'oim harei olai mincha min hasayirim, This nan b'menoches mevi min achitim. The Tanakam holds, you bring min achitim. The kivendam harei olai mincha tvois loshen rish. So that's an emes loshen that he wants to bring a mincha. O mincha nebo min asayirim nedove. Hilkach yove min achitim. The ikir is he wanted, you have to hear what he said. He wants to bring a mincha. Ve Rabbi Shimon Poiter, The Omar Av Bigmar Dvorov Odom Nitfas Venidvak Vedate Lachol Masha Maitzi Pipiv. That it's not this is the Iker and this is a Pirish. No. Whatever he says, that's what he meant. Uleminchas Sa'oirim Niskavit. That's what he said. What was given the Libay Gate Megonishon is Vom Shemalei. Oh, but that's what he said. He wants to be a Mincha Min Sa'oirim. Misavur shadam yochel isnav the nadev lahavikay, ulefikach ein bedvarav klo. So he didn't say anything. Period. So we see from Rab Shimon that Rab Shimon holds if someone does something which is not correct, so you take it the way it is, and if it's worthless, it's worthless. You don't build from it. Whatever, if it's not in an oifen that could make a true chalois hegdish, so nothing happens. So the Gemara says, "Bahai machel gdi mekulis." This case of machel gdi mekulis. That means that he said you should make a gdi mekulis. Nami, my Korev Lekotchim Bechutz Ike. Where do you see here a dimyan to kotchim? Haloi Mechayim Lekora Olof Shem Pesach. Mechayim, he didn't say it should be a Pesach. So a Hegdish Mechayim is Nishgeven. Vafilu Hoya Koire Loi Shem Bishas Tzliye. Afilu, you say his actions, roasting it like a Pesach, is another way of expressing that he wants that this should be a Korban Pesach. But you're not magdish a Pesach that way. Ve'ein Hashem chal olav. So therefore, if it is a hegdish, that it is not kederech hamagdishim, it is not the correct way to be magdish a korban, so it's nothing. So memele, so the gemara is medame. The Gemara is medame agdi mekulis, which afen shenzen oifen is keilu, there was a kriya shem bishas tliye. So since that is not the oifen yamagdish a korban pesach, so it's nothing. So why, how could Rab Shimon tell over this maise that the chachomim meretaine, it's keilu, Magdish, Akilu, the Kol Hachus, it's all Kotchim Bechutz, this is nothing. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Maskib lo Rav Sheshes. Bishle Melamanda Tony Loki Rabbi Yossi. Nichet. Rabbi Yossi said over the Maises, so it's good. Elamanda Masnik Rab Shimon mi Nichet. Vosnan Rab Shimon Poiter, Shlo Isnadim Kedecha Misnadim. Oma le Ravina le Ravashi, uman de Masni lo ke Rabbi Yossi miniche, and if you goyres Rabbi Yossi, it is good. Vaha oma Rove Rabbi Shimon beshites Rabbi Yossi omro. Rove said, the whole Rabbi Shimon, that said that you don't have to be chayish, when he said, arei elai lovi mincha min asoirim, because he holds like Rabbi Yossi, da oma apig mar dvorav odom nitfas. The whole Rab Shimon is built after Rabbi Yossi. As a machlokes, we'll see Rabbi Yossi, the person says, Areza tmuras oila tmuras shlomim. So what happens? So the Tanakama holds it's a tmuras oila. That, Yitavas Loshen Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says it's tmuras shneim. You sell it and you buy it from the domim half for an oil and half for a shlomim. So Rabbi Yossi holds big mouth dvor of Odom Nitfas. So the whole Rab Shimon, who said, Hishtik Teire, that when a person said, Arei Olai Lahavi Mincha Min HaSoirim, so that is, Lahavi Mincha Min HaSoirim, so we say that it is a nether to bring a Mincha Min HaSoirim and it's nothing, that's only because Rab Shimon holds like Rab Yossi. Ba'omar Rover, Rab Shimon Beshitas Rab Yossi Yomro, Da'omar Apigmar Dvorav Odom Nitfas. So Memele, so if you say this Maimel, that the Chazal had a taine and toidis is problematic with Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon holds, since he was in Shleis Nadav, Kedech HaMis Nadvim, so you don't build something from it, you don't change it around, you take it the way it is, and it's gonish mit gonish. So Memele, so you should have the same problem if Rabbi Yossi said over this mitzvah, because Rabbi Yossi also holds big mouth for Adam Nitzvahs. Vakel, Rab Shimon b'shitas Rabbi Yossi omro, don't have big mouth for Adam Nitzvahs. My love, me de Rab Shimon sovolo ke Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi name sovolo ke Rab Shimon. So the Gemara, loy, Rab Shimon sovolo ke Rabbi Yossi, volei Rabbi Yossi sovolo ke Rab Shimon. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Rab Shimon, the potar, ba'im ha-mincha min ha-soirim, v'loi chayve, v'shim tovus loshen rishin, v'shitas Rab Yossi yomro, da'omar b'meseches t'mure, af b'gmar dvorav odom nidvak v'nitfas. Kloima, toifes hu es gmar dvorav. Desna, areizu t'mures oyle, t'mures shlomim, reizu t'mures oyle, diber ha-meya. Doma Tovis Loshen Rish, Rabbi Yossi Oima Af Im Lekach Niskaven Trilo Hoyo b'loi hava efshele, ema im lekach niskaven tchil, if he wanted it should be both, hoyo b'loi hava efshele, loy tishnei shemis keechod, bal kochi oitzi zecha zed vorot kayomim, v'tira shetistai v'timocher, v'yovit mechet she'oilob and mechet she'shlomim. The Sabyesi says, im lekach niskaven tchil, he wanted both, so the Seder, he couldn't say both for basachas, he wants it should be both. So he holds a bigmar dvorov odom nitzvas. My love with Rav Shimon sovola ke Rabbi Yosi, betvises gmar dvorim, is Rabbi Yosi sovola ke Rabbi Shimon, ve misnadim shleike decha misnadim lo yamaklu, ve he did toides lo yamatut me ke Rabbi Yosi also. So what's better than we gave us Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi is also problematic. Hochi garsine, loy. Rabbi Shimon sovola ke Rabbi Yosi, ve Rabbi Yosi sovola ke Rabbi Shimon. Hochi pirush, loy he ke deka amru. Al Rav Shimon Sovolo ke Rabbi Yosi daf igmar dvorov nitvas tasa odom vahav olay misnadei shaloi ke derech misnadvim. You take everything what he says, and if it doesn't make sense, so he said nothing. Rav Shimon Sovolo hoyo v'shaloi ke hoygen isnadev ein bedvorov klum. But you take everything what he says, that's what he said, and if it adds up to nothing, so it's nothing. Aber Rabbi Yosi loy sova ke Rav Shimon be misnadim shloi ke derech ha misnadim loy oma klum. Ele chiyubi mechayv loy lovi min cheschitim. V'lav mishim tovis loshen rishin. Not that he owes tovis loshen rishin, he owes taka tovis loshen achim. Elo mishum dein odom moitzi dvorov levatola. There's another guideline over here. There's a klal, if a person says something, so he means that something should happen with it. So memeles, so sometimes we fix it up a little bit. And we say he wanted to bring a mincha, so mestomet that pshat in the loshen. So the second loshen, the second half of his nether, you take with a grain of salt. Mina soyrim does not mean such a mincha. It means it's only a pirish, because he wants to bring a mincha. It's therefore, v'gabi gdi mekulis nami, Afal gab de shaloi ke derech hamagdishim hu, havalei korev lahachol kotchem bechutz, di hava omar halei, harei ze le pesach omri lidmei pesach koma. So memele, because if he would have said beferish, harei ze le pesach, so it would have a pshat. That means even though the his actions are when it's geschachten already, you can't make it a Kolben Pesach now, but you could be magdish l'dmei Pesach. So memele, so even though that's not the normal way of doing things, but al kaponim, it's shaloike derech hamisnadvim, but al kaponim could be Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold this yisod that by shaloike derech hamisnadvim it is nothing. So that's why if you goyris Rabbi Yosi, it is good. Let us see Tosfos. Bipnei shenire ke magdish kotchim b'chutz. Bekuli shmaite peirish Rashi, sha'achshav koyreshem. Rashi learns he's now koyreshem. That means a reza Pesach. He said now that this basar should be a Pesach. Peirish nami shloi isnadev kederach hamisnadvim, heine de michayim lekoroloi shem pesach. Vinami koroloi shem b'shasli, avishloi kederach hamagdish, mina magdish a pesach that way. V'koshe, v'ktoisves tekomar, the gemore taine that according to Toides, nire kemachal kotshim b'chut. The whole chesoron is, because it was in Rome, so it looks like these machel them kotchim b'chutz. Fektach toisves, oloi gam b'fnim ele lasis kain. That means if the actions of roasting it like a kolben pesach are equivalent to saying hareze pesach now they're saying hareze pesach, so avin chance the noifin, I'm magdashid for a kedushas domim, that this should be, you can't be magdashid for a kolben pesach now, it's geshach. So kocher am magdishit for kedushas domim. The Rashi says kesedah that that's the problem over here. Am magdishit for kedushas domim. That from this meat we should purchase a korban pesach. So memele, if that is the chash, So the problem isn't because it's Rome, you're not allowed to eat it, and Yerushalayim, you also wouldn't be allowed to eat it. That means if I was Magdish, the meat of a behemoth in Yerushalayim, they said a reza le Pesach, so it means I have to buy a korban Pesach with it. So in Yerushalayim, you're also not allowed to eat a mail bekotchim. The Einei Kodesh Ela L'Domo, but it didn't become a Kolben Pesach. It only has a Kedushas Domi. Not Ke'oichel Kodeshim B'chutz. The problem was not B'chutz. The problem is that he's Moil B'Hegdish. It's the Kodesh L'Domo for Pesach. And he's eating it. V'oid B'gdim Ekulis L'Rab Shimon Nehei D'Leka L'Meicha Shem Ekdishay Achshav. A person doesn't do such a thing, so therefore you don't clear. There's another problem. There's a problem if you see that they're roasting this animal, so maybe there's a different shot. So it looks like, why are they roasting it? Maybe they were magdishet mechayim. So why did the Gemara assume that according to Rab Shimon, there would be no tainus on toidus? Why not? Here there's a different parsha over here. There's a parsha from roasting it. It's a chiyach seif al tchilos that he was talking magdishet l'shem Pesach. V'kochach taimim mishimochiyu. V'mekminen loishna oma v'loishna loyoma. V'kert. Taisva says that the Mekulis is Zicha also because it looks like he was Magdisha before. He didn't say anything. Mentioned the Chassam Sofer says, no, the Hinnig Weiss the Chois that that's Ke'ilu Oma. Not some say they did. He was Manig. They have to do like that. Hinnig is equivalent to Oma, the Gemara held. But Taisva held Nittazay. Taisva held, it's Tamas a Gonish mit Gonish. So Kochach, it's Sofi al Tchilos. Lekach nira daidei sha'ima achshav. Bosel zele Pesach. So Taisa says, agor ander pshat. By saying bosel zele Pesach, sovri inchi de machaya magdishit. That's pshat. Not that it's now magdishit. People, it looks like that he was magdishit. Shimon, afil agdishit mechaim lishchoit bachutz, loy havi hegdish. According to Rab Shimon, if a person is magdish, a behemoth to shechtet chutz lebeis amigdish, it's not a hegdish at all. Mishum shle isnadav kederach hamisnadvin, kedemuchah betesevtepek baschad the menoches, tekoma harei olai oilo al menash akrivenu beveis choynav. If a person says, I want to bring an oile, I'm going to be makabit beveis choynav. Rab Shimon oimer ein za oile, fakert, because you can't be makab an oile beveis choynav. So Mamela Rab Shimon says, if a person says anything which alpi hilchis hegdish lo yisnadav kedercha misnadvim, so that's not a hegdish. He wants to make such a kolben that you can be makav there. You can't be makav over there. So it's no kolben. V'achinami avikemagdish al menas lahakriv v'chutz. So if he's in Rome and he's magdish the kolben, the whole thing looks like he was magdishit. Fine. He was magdishit. Let's assume that he was magdishin. But according to Rabbi Shimon, when you're magdish in Rome, it's worthless. I feel like I would say a reza pesach. The ain't a kaddish. Behodele maisi lo hochi la maisi de mincha mishim neforish babed yush lois nadav kederach hamis nadav. The Bikas Avrom asks on Taisus, he says, he doesn't understand. He says, bishloim, if a person says, a reza pesach, I want to be makriv it here. So memele, so good, so then there's no such hegdish. But he didn't say anything. From the kilos, it looks like he said arei ze pesach. That's what he said. And maybe he was makri, he's making this a korban, made this a korban pesach, he's going to bring it to Yerushalayim. Who says he's going to make the shchita? He didn't say anything. That's a yes, a kasha on Taisus. How was Taisus able to assume that according to Rab Shimon, there's nothing but to be doik? Let us just see the next Taisvis. Rab Shimon b'shitas Rab Yosi Omer Dama Afigmar Dvoro. Aval Gav del Rab Yosi Chayle Tavayu. Hainim Mishim de Trei Mili Koma. Ve'enam Pirish Zer Leze. Aval Hocho. He holds like Rab Yosi. So they're both Achal because one is not a Pirish. Aval Hocho Min Asoirim U Pirish Mash Oma Harei Olai Minche. Here is explaining what kind of Minche I want. Ve'kivin da Afigmar Dvoro. Odom Nitvas. Mevatlam lohod da oma betchila rei elai mincha. That means, over here, since he's explaining what kind of a mincha he wants, automatically, so there's no neder. Ba'filu im oma, ilu ha'yisi yedeshe neidren kach, lo'yisi neidren kach, ele kach. He says, b'fesh, if I would have known, I wouldn't have said that. Da'ainu time with the Rabbonon. That's like the svar of the Rabbonon, itake said that. He said, klor, that the whole reason I said minasayim, because so they can bring minasayim. The olam luloshin rishin, b'le have a nedo pisri yimoy, ki omar ilu heyisi yadei, k'davrini b'mnoches v'anesochem. The Rabbonon hold that if he said a reyelai minche, so even though he said minasayim, but since he said tofes loshin rishin, and he tells us that he really did not mean minasayim likuve, so according to the Rabbonon, it has a teres nedo an a minche. Aval piken, according to Rab Shimon, since Rab Shimon says Tavas Loshen Achrein, so the Loshen of the Neder is Mincha Min HaSoirim, and Mincha Min HaSoirim, there's no such Neder, so therefore, there's no Chiyiv Chalanim whatsoever.